Chapter 4. Seen in the Dark. Significant parts of reality are hidden from us. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen, since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. 2 Corinthians 4:18. Equipped with his five senses, man explores the universe around him and calls the adventure science. Edwin Hubble. Seeing is believing, right? Before you answer too quickly, ask yourself this. Is it really true that we believe in only those things we actually have seen with our own eyes? Of course it isn't. I remember once getting to see a rare ghost lizard, an Ozark grotto salamander, deep inside Meramec Caverns in southern Missouri. Its skin was wan and its eyes were fused shut. Why? Because without light, eyes are useless. Without light, there is no sight. During the day, human eyes depend primarily on the photoreceptors in the retina called cones. At night, the photoreceptors called rods. The handoff between the two, between our retina's day shift and night shift, starts around dawn or dusk and is completed by the time the ambient light level has reached that of dim moonlight. Cones and rods complement each other in other ways as well. I remember doing a Good Morning America report on a young man named Dave Weber, who was born with a rare condition called achromatopsia. Dave's retinas lack cones, which means he doesn't see well in daylight. It also means he is completely blind to colors. For him, the universe is a billion shades of gray. If everyone had conspired to tell me the sky was purple, he quipped during my interview with him, I would still believe it. I wouldn't know any differently. But Dave's condition has an upside. His rods are so sensitive to light that it's...